Fake authors, whole-body robots, and the AI security claim that deserves scrutiny. A researcher flagged two papers submitted to a major AI conference for carrying what appeared to be fabricated authors, names with no verifiable academic histories. Both papers, despite the flags, were accepted as oral presentations, the most prestigious tier at such events. The reviewer response to the flags was described, charitably, as cursory. The implication is that the explosive growth of submissions to top AI conferences has overwhelmed the social infrastructure that normally keeps research accountable. The ability to check credentials, trace institutional affiliations, and reach co-authors. The episode connects to a broader concern about epistemically hollow content that passes surface-level checks. Real-sounding abstracts, legitimate citations, but is produced without genuine experimental work or authentic institutional grounding. If fabricated authorship is reaching the oral presentation tier, it is almost certainly occurring at higher rates in the accepted but not featured tier. The downstream risk is significant. Institutional investors, governments, and companies make decisions based on the research landscape, and distorted signals in that landscape propagate into product development, regulatory frameworks, and funding allocation. On the robotics front, DeepMind's Gemini Robotics 2 drew 456 comments and the most sustained technical discussion of the day. The headline capability is what DeepMind calls whole-body intelligence, a unified model that can reason about and coordinate the full kinematic chain of a humanoid robot simultaneously, rather than decomposing tasks among separate planning, grasping, and locomotion controllers. Practical demonstrations included a robot recovering balance after unexpected perturbations while simultaneously manipulating an object. One commenter identifying as a robotics researcher characterized it as less a breakthrough in any single component and more an engineering achievement in how components are unified and trained together. Notably, DeepMind framed the system's target environment not as factories or warehouses, but as unstructured, human-occupied spaces. A deliberate positioning signal about where long-term value capture is expected. DeepSeek released its V4 flash model overnight, tagged 0731, with new benchmarks and pricing details. Analysis from Artificial Analysis showed it continuing the pattern the company has established, performance at or near frontier level on several reasoning benchmarks at a price point that substantially undercuts Western competitors. Google, meanwhile, claimed that AI-assisted bug hunting fixed more Chrome security vulnerabilities in June 2026 alone than were fixed in the entire preceding 2 years combined. Through automated fuzzing and variant analysis that identifies not just a reported bug, but the class of bugs sharing its root cause. Skeptics on Hacker News raised fair questions about whether the comparison metric is defined consistently across periods, and whether AI is finding bugs that would otherwise have gone unfound, or simply finding faster what human-driven processes would eventually have reached. A distinction between capability expansion and efficiency gain that the raw count does not resolve. Jim Nielsen's essay on what he terms the AI aesthetic, an emerging signature of confident, smooth, well-structured competence that is flattening the diversity of human communication, attracted 318 points and a vigorous debate. Some argued that every new medium creates aesthetic norms, and AI is no different. Others countered that the speed and scale of AI diffusion allows convergence to happen faster and more completely than past media transitions, leaving less room for countervailing aesthetics to develop.